Welcome to another deep dive with a bit of a twist today.
A twist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're looking at 2025 yearly horoscope predictions.
Cool.
But from a Turkish astrology website.
Interesting.
Called Astrokronos.
Okay.
And they called 2025 a year etched in memory.
Wow.
So I'm really curious.
Yeah, it sounds really dramatic.
Right.
But when you look at like what's happening astrologically, it makes sense why they would say that because there are multiple planets that are slower moving.
Okay.
That are changing signs, and that's not something that happens
every year.
Every single year. No.
Okay.
So it is a pretty big deal.
So not your average planetary traffic jam.
No, not at all.
All right. So what kind of impact do these slower moving planets have?
Well, they set the stage for bigger shifts.
Okay.
Like ones that last for a generation.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto, for example.
Pluto.
The planet of transformation is finishing up its time in Capricorn and is moving into Aquarius.
Wow.
Where it will stay until 2044.
It's a long time.
It's a really long time.
Okay.
So that is a big shift in energy.
Okay. So Pluto and Aquarius for like 2 decades.
Yeah.
I'm already getting the feeling that things are going to be changing.
Yeah, definitely.
And Astrokronos specifically mentions technological advancements.
Uh-huh.
With this transit.
Yeah.
They even say that there might be some downsides
mm-hmm.
with all the things going on with AI these days.
Right.
That makes you think.
It really does.
Doesn't it?
I mean, when you think about what Pluto does, exposing power dynamics and forcing transformation.
Yes.
And then you add technology into that.
It
makes you wonder how AI is going to transform our lives.
Right. What ethical dilemmas are we going to face?
Right. Exactly.
It's like we're on the cusp of a new era, but we don't even know the rules.
We have no idea.
Astrokronos also talks about Neptune.
Okay.
That's the planet of dreams and illusions.
Mm.
And it's moving into Aries.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be there for a while, too.
Until when?
Until 2039.
Okay. Another long.
Yeah. And they're suggesting that this could mean a lot more new spiritual practices will come up.
Okay, so how do you think Neptune in Aries
mm-hmm.
will change things?
Yeah, how would that work?
Yeah, because Aries is a fire sign,
mm-hmm.
and it's known for being impulsive and action-oriented.
So maybe we'll move away from traditional spiritual structures?
Yeah, maybe.
And towards, like, individual practices?
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes me think about the whole mindfulness app thing that's really popular, and
yeah.
all those online spiritual communities.
Right.
Maybe that's just going to keep evolving in weird ways.
It could.
Okay, but wait.
What else is there?
There's more.
Okay.
The lunar nodes.
Okay.
Which are points in space.
Yes.
And astrologers look at them to see destiny and life lessons.
Okay.
They're going to shift to the Pisces-Virgo axis.
Okay.
In 2025.
All right.
And Astrokronos really emphasizes themes of service and health and
yeah.
You guessed it.
Right. Spirituality.
Is everybody going to become a yogi in 2025?
I don't know about that, but I think that this nodal shift
mm-hmm.
to Pisces Virgo
okay.
does mean that we're going to be focusing on meaning and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Pisces is all about compassion and connection to something bigger than ourselves.
Yes.
And Virgo is all about practicality and order.
Mm-hmm.
So finding that balance between those two
okay.
could be important for everyone.
So it's not just finding your inner peace.
Right.
But also, like, how to put it into practice.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sensing a theme here.
What's that?
Lots of introspection.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. Before we all run off and book meditation retreats,
yeah.
we got to talk about retrogrades.
Oh.
Apparently, the first 3 months of 2025 are going to be full of them.
Oh, no.
Mars, Mercury, and Venus are all going to be doing their backward dance.
Oh, my goodness.
What does that even mean for us down here?
Well, retrogrades have a bad reputation,
yeah.
but they're not necessarily bad. Astrokronos specifically advises us not to make big decisions
what?
Or start new ventures during this time.
Oh, okay.
But instead, we should use this time for reflection.
Okay.
Maybe revisit old projects
mm-hmm.
and tie up any loose ends.
So maybe not the best time to quit your job.
Probably not.
Or propose.
No.
Or buy that sports car you've been wanting.
No.
Okay.
In the first few months of the year.
So it's a time to take stock.
Yeah.
And reassess goals.
Mm-hmm. And maybe go back to the things we put on the back burner.
Okay.
It's like the universe is giving us a pause button.
To make sure we're on the right track.
Yeah, exactly.
I see how that could be valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a little annoying
yeah.
to slow down.
It's not always fun.
Okay. Astrokronos suggests we look back to 1996 to 1998.
Okay.
Because that was the last time Saturn was in Aries.
Uh-huh.
And that might give us some clues about 2025.
That's interesting because
yeah.
Saturn is the planet of responsibility and discipline.
Yeah.
And it will be in Aries in 2025. And when that happens, there's usually a lot of challenges and hard work and lessons to be learned.
So looking back on that time period might show us where we need to step up in 2025.
Exactly.
It's like a cosmic history lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got major planetary shifts, a retrograde party, and a history lesson.
Sounds about right.
What else could possibly happen in 2025?
No.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
All right. So now that we have a general idea of what the year will look like, let's dive into some sign predictions.
Okay, let's do it.
I want to know what AstroChronos has in store for each sign.
Me too. Okay, so let's start with Aries.
Okay.
Because Saturn is going to be transiting through their sign.
Right. They've been going through a lot of changes.
Because of those eclipses we talked about.
Yes. Like the eclipses cleared the way for something new.
Exactly.
So what's next for them?
Well, it seems like they're going to have to take on some more responsibility.
Yeah.
The website specifically mentioned a heavier workload.
Hmm.
And they said that some old issues and projects might come back up.
Especially during the retrogrades.
Yes. Especially during the...
So not just new beginnings, but also... some unfinished business.
Yeah, like the universe is saying, hey, Aries, time to finish what you started.
And take responsibility for your choices.
Right, exactly.
So with Mercury and Venus retrograde in March and April, they really need to be careful.
Yes, very mindful.
And not make any, like, rash decisions.
Definitely.
Does that mean Aries should, like, delete their dating apps?
Well, AstroChronos did say that old flames might come back.
Oh,
so it might be better to hold off on anything new.
Yeah, so it's not about starting something new,
right,
but maybe revisiting the past.
Yeah, maybe getting some closure.
Or healing.
Exactly.
Okay, noted no Tinder for Aries in early 2025.
Probably a good idea.
Okay, let's move on to another sign.
Okay.
What about Gemini?
Oh, Gemini.
What's in store for them?
It looks like they might be feeling kind of restless.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to their careers.
Oh, that makes sense.
They always need new things and excitement.
Yeah, they get bored easily.
But they might be feeling stuck right now.
Okay, so what's going to change for them?
Well, Uranus is entering their sign in 2025.
Okay.
And Uranus is the planet of innovation and disruption.
Oh, that sounds like Gemini.
It does, doesn't it?
So what does that mean, like sudden changes?
It could be.
Yeah.
Or unexpected opportunities.
No.
Or just a really strong need to be independent.
So lots of changes coming for Gemini.
Seems like it.
What kind of changes?
Well, it depends on the Gemini.
Okay.
Some might be really into new technology.
Okay.
Others might switch careers or even like completely change their look.
Wow.
The important thing is that they embrace the changes.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't do anything too crazy.
So finding a balance between impulsivity and being reckless.
Yeah, basically.
Measure twice, cut once.
Exactly.
But for life decisions.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about Virgo.
Okay.
Because it looks like they might have some problems in their relationships.
Yeah. AstroChronos said they might have to compromise.
Okay.
And maybe even put their needs second.
That sounds really hard for a Virgo.
It might be.
Because they're very independent.
They are.
And they like to do things themselves.
But this could be a good lesson for them.
Okay.
They could learn about flexibility and compassion and what it really means to be in a partnership.
So it's not about sacrificing their own happiness.
No.
But about creating a relationship where everyone's happy.
Yeah, a relationship that really works for both people.
AstroChronos also mentioned that Virgos should be careful with money in 2025.
Uh-huh.
Especially shared finances.
Yes, especially during the retrogrades.
Mm-hmm.
They need to plan carefully and not take any risks.
Okay, so no investing in cryptocurrency.
Probably not.
But there is a silver lining.
What's that?
They said that Virgos might change careers.
Oh.
In a way that gives them more freedom.
So it's like they might have a hard time in their relationships.
Yeah.
But be rewarded in their careers.
Interesting.
It sounds like 2025 is going to be all about adjustments for Virgo.
Yeah. Finding that balance again.
Oh, right. Between what they need and what other people need.
Okay. I'm seeing a theme here.
What's that?
Balance.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of signs are going to have to find balance in different areas of their lives.
Seems like it.
Okay, let's talk about Pisces.
All right, what's up with them?
Well, it looks like Pisces is about to go through a major transformation.
Okay.
Pluto is going to be moving through their 12th house.
Ooh, the 12th house, that sounds intense.
It can be.
What does that even mean?
Well, the 12th house is all about the subconscious.
Okay.
And dreams and hidden things.
So Pisces needs to do some soul searching.
Yeah, basically.
Like a deep dive into their psyche.
You could say that.
So what should they do?
Well, Astrochronos says that self-care is really important.
Okay.
And meditation and anything that helps them connect with their intuition. So it sounds like a powerful journey.
Yes.
But maybe a little scary.
It could be.
What about money for Pisces?
Well, they said that Pisces should be really careful with money in 2025.
Okay.
Like they shouldn't invest in anything risky or spend too much.
Okay, so no lottery tickets.
Haha.
Or get rich quick schemes.
Nope.
But Pisces are known for being creative.
That's true.
Will that be affected?
Well, they might have some amazing creative breakthroughs.
Oh, wow.
Because of all this introspection.
Okay.
So it's like they're giving up money to get inner peace.
I like that, trading material wealth for inner riches.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it seems like 2025 is going to be a year of major inner work.
Yes, for a lot of signs.
We talked about Aries facing their responsibilities and Geminis embracing change.
Yeah.
And Virgos trying to find balance in their relationships. And Pisces exploring their subconscious.
It's going to be a big year.
It really is.
But before we move on, I want to talk about something we mentioned earlier.
Okay.
The cultural perspective.
Yes, we were looking at predictions from a Turkish astrology website.
Right.
And I'm curious how that's different from Western astrology.
Me too.
So what stands out to you about the Astrochronos predictions?
Well, one thing I noticed is that they really emphasized responsibility and discipline.
Okay.
Like they kept saying how important it is to face your challenges.
Yeah, and be accountable for your choices.
Exactly.
Like we're not just along for the ride.
Right. We have to take control of our lives.
And that makes me wonder how different cultures think about fate and free will.
That's a good point.
Because in Turkish culture, there's a strong belief in destiny.
There is.
But they also believe that you can shape your own path.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is.
So it's not about just accepting what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's about making choices.
And taking action.
Exactly.
Which is a good reminder for all of us.
It is.
It's easy to get caught up in the predictions.
Yeah.
And forget that we have the power to choose.
So true.
All right. I think we should start wrapping up this deep dive.
Okay.
Into the Turkish astrological perspective on 2025.
Sounds good.
Wow, 2025 is going to be a busy year.
It really is.
With all those slow-moving planets changing signs.
Right, like Pluto and Neptune.
Like it's a cosmic reset.
Yeah, and Pluto's move into Aquarius is huge.
Right, it's going to be there for like 20 years.
And Pluto's all about big changes.
With our dynamics.
Yeah, and bringing secrets out into the open.
And Aquarius is all about technology and innovation.
And humanitarian ideals, too.
So it really does feel like a turning point.
Like we're on the edge of something big.
Especially when it comes to technology.
Right. It could completely change everything.
And Astrochronos talks about both the good and bad.
Yeah. The potential for amazing progress, but also the risks.
It's a good reminder to be mindful.
To make sure we use technology in a way that benefits everyone.
Right. Not just a select few.
Exactly.
And we can't forget Neptune moving into Aries.
That's right. That one's going to shake things up, too.
Especially when it comes to spirituality.
Yeah. It might make people want to find their own way.
Instead of following tradition.
Right. More individualistic practices.
And then there's that nodal shift to Pisces Virgo.
Which adds another layer to it.
Yeah. Pisces wants us to connect to something bigger.
But Virgo wants us to stay grounded.
So it's about finding that balance.
Right, between the spiritual and the practical.
Not just meditating on a mountaintop.
Yeah, but also bringing that peace into your daily life.
And then, of course, we have those retrogrades in early 2025.
Oh, yeah. Mars, Mercury, and Venus are all going retrograde.
Like the universe is telling us to slow down.
To take a break.
And reflect.
Yeah, look back on what we've done.
And reassess our goals.
Astrochronos really stressed that.
They said it's not a good time to start anything new.
But a great time to go back and finish old projects.
To tie up loose ends.
And maybe even reconnect with people from our past.
It's a good time to recharge.
Make sure we're on the right track.
Before we jump into the next chapter.
Exactly.
And they even suggested looking back at 1996 to 1998.
When Saturn was last in Aries.
To see what themes might come up again.
It's like getting a sneak peek.
From our own personal history.
It's pretty cool when you think about it.
We also went through some specific sign predictions.
And it seems like every sign has a chance to grow.
To transform.
To become a better version of themselves.
Aries is learning about responsibility.
Geminis are embracing change.
Virgos are finding balance in their relationships.
And Pisces are diving deep into their subconscious.
It's going to be an intense year.
But also a really rewarding one.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Turkish astrological perspective on 2025.
Yeah.
I want to leave you with this.
What's that?
How can you prepare for the year ahead?
What can you do now to make the most of these energies?
Maybe it's time to learn a new skill.
Or deepen your spiritual practice.
Or maybe it's just taking some time for yourself.
To reflect.
To recharge.
To reconnect with your inner wisdom.
The stars have a lot to tell us.
But it's up to us to listen.
And to make choices that align with our truest selves.
Thank you for joining us on this journey.
We'll see you next time.